welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters. Day 115. How is everybody? The weather, can I just start with the good news? The weather is fabulous. It's cold and it's raining and I'm loving it. So I'm in a very good mood. That was before, unfortunately, had the misfortune to witness the Google Home keynote. Oh, Mike, how bad is it?
Not good.
Make it stop. Well, I actually said to Mike, it's the worst keynote I've ever seen. And Mike said, is it as bad as that Samsung one? Oh, that's a close thing, Mike. I think actually it is, at least that had the entertainment value. Each speaker's been worse than the last. Ooh, what's Jonathan been up to? Good evening, Jonathan. Did a webinar demonstration on the Outlook add-in. 150 people. In a shirt and tracksuit bottoms. That's every day here, Jonathan. Oh, you feel weird, don't you? You just have to hope you don't have to move. Well, Jonathan, it could not be as bad as this Google thing. Did you watch it? Oh, it was bad. They announced this thing as a customer-facing thing. It's in the Daily Express, for crying out loud. Not that I frequent the Daily Express, don't panic.
Could be worse, could be the Daily Mail.
Well, it probably is in the Daily Mail. First off, it was 15 minutes late. Is it worse than the games demos? Yes, Jonathan, it is terrible. If you mention it in regard to, you know, the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, it's clearly a customer-focused thing. So, first thing that happened was I'd registered, I know you'd registered, and I never actually got a proper link. The only link that I had took me back to the registration page. So already you're feeling a little bit lost. So time came, it's coming up to 6 o'clock. And I said to Mike, I have got no other link than this link and there's nothing doing. And every time you click join it, it just took you back to where you were. So for a start, admin-wise, shocking. Then at 6 o'clock, no earlier, bang on 6 o'clock, the start time, which was saying, you know, starting in 25 seconds, 24 seconds, etc., got to zero and said 15 minutes. And I went, who moved my cheese? So Mike said, no, it's starting in 15 minutes. And what happened was they missed the start time. So they just pushed it back 15 minutes. Maybe somebody hadn't finished lunch. I don't know.
Cool thing.
But you don't do that. Not on something that's a pre-record, for crying out loud. Oh, it was bad. And then they actually got started. And I know it might not be considered entertainment, but it is representative of your brand. And the guy that started it sounded like he was bored to tears and just wanted to go home to bed. It was shockingly bad. There was a cast of thousands, as per usual, but it looked like a recorded Zoom meeting. At 7 o'clock, they were going to have a discussion panel. And again, it looks a little bit like a Zoom meeting.
Still going on now.
I'm looking at it. But this one started and the lady with the blonde hair got going. But there's just... I mean, do they not train these people?
Obviously not.
Well, you know, like I say to you, Mike, particularly, I mean, I know I don't do talking head, but it would be the same if you did. The video drains the life out of you. So you can sit there on video and talk exactly as you would if you were face to face with somebody. But on video, you sound bored to tears. So you need to go bigger, brighter, bolder. Be more present. Because it will, video and audio drains the life out of you. If you were talking in a normal way, if you didn't have a presentation style, you would sound bored, rigid. So this woman starts, and I said to Mike, not another one. And she sounded absolutely bored, stiff. So we've given up. We've given up. Good evening, Kim. How are you? I can't take any more of it,
He's
basically.
He's had three dislikes.
I'm not surprised because it is a pre... Well, is this a pre-record? It must be. When you saw what Apple did and you see this monstrosity, not only is the presentation style off in terms of the way, the technical side of how they've decided to deliver it, but the presenters are off. They need presenters who have a persona online. And if you're watching now, there's a blonde lady on the left. She's the spit image of Laura Kunzberg. Not joking, she is.
Yeah, the guy in the middle's a spit image of Alan Keegan.
He is, actually. But again, it's just like it's a discussion, isn't it? And it needs livening up somehow. It's bad. Let's just leave it there. I'm sure it'll be on Google, YouTube later. Because you said it was on YouTube, didn't you?
It is, but it's unlisted.
Oh, right. That's not good. Okay. Well, assuming that it is at the same URL later. And the other thing is, there's only 189 watching, which I can't understand either. Because this is supposed to be a huge event. They're supposed to be announcing kit, and they don't seem to be. They just seem to be saying it's very important with COVID that the shed side of things works. And I said to Mike, the what? The shed. Do you know what shed is? Don't no clues, Mike, because you did know. If you were talking in this Google I.O. conference about the shed, S-H-E-D, what would you think it meant? Because I'm like, I've not got a clue. Not got a clue. But it's an acronym. Although, having said that, we do have an advert on British TV, don't we, at the moment? Have you seen it? I think it's for Rightmove. And it's basically...
I haven't watched TV for months.
Well, no, I haven't, but somehow I managed to see this ad. Yes, shed, Jonathan, that's it. This advert is like a pun on people having to work from home. So the bloke, the kids are driving him mad. He can't get any peace. He goes in the toilet and one of the kids opens the door. So he starts looking for a bigger house and he ends up with a house with a shed. But not particularly in that regard do they mean shed, which obviously I took them a smidgen literal. Hello, Anthony, how are you? Now, it stands for Smart Home Something. Something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Probably. What's the something something?
Entertainment.
Was it entertainment device? Smart Home Entertainment Device. I had no clue either.
You won't find it on Google because I've already tried.
Oh, so they've just made it up, basically.
Yeah.
Crying out loud, just to sound important. Should we actually get on to something important? You remember that very sad tale of the doggy from yesterday? That just got abandoned. They found him a home, and they found out why he'd been abandoned. But they have got him a home, hopefully with somebody that he already knows. So that was much brighter news today. Poor dog. They think the dog's about 14. Our boy didn't even make 14. But could you imagine abandoning him, the state he was in? Mm. No way. Apparently, the owner's family had been very upset that the dog had been abandoned and they offered to give him a new home with people he already knew. So within 24, 36 hours, he should be with somebody that he knows. So that's much better news. Let's leave Google rattling away with themselves about their sheds. It's one of the worst I've ever seen. You've actually reminded me, Mike, about that Samsung one. That was dreadful. Does anybody remember it?
You can be a suck-up any day, Kim. Thank you for that.
Oh, I missed that. Thank you, Kim. Yeah. Thank you. I actually saw one today, Kim, because obviously I'm having a look round. There isn't much about Devon Agent at all. And to be honest, there isn't much more about Devon Think. And you know how we were talking about lady presenters with such a high-pitched voice, and then, to add insult to injury, they start giggling. That. Not only that, but I then heard another video. I've not actually played it for you, Mike, but I got recommended this video by YouTube. Don't ever listen to their recommendations. I press play, and I'm like, is that woman on helium? I've never heard anybody so high-pitched. In the UK, you may have heard of her. Oh, what's her name? June Whitfield. She was in a UK comedy called Terry and June. I'm sure you remember her.
I remember her.
Well, they had a video of her. She was doing an advert, and the advert was for like life insurance for over 60s. And they'd picked her because she was like, did she died now? I think she did, didn't she? She was in the sort of late 70s, early 80s. And...
Yeah, when you type June Whitfield and the autocomplete offers you June Whitfield funeral, I think she's dead.
I think she died not long ago.
December 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, not long ago. Sorry about that, Kim. I'll send you the link privately. You can enjoy the video. Trust me, helium. So what this June Whitfield did was, there was obviously her now walking around her conservatory saying how everybody should get life insurance. But what she did was to ram it home to you that you were in her generation. They had a clip of her from a film, and this film must have been like the 50s at the absolute latest. And her now talking to you sounded normal. This clip, her voice was so high-pitched, it was painful. And I thought, has her voice really changed that much? Or was it just like a thing of the day that women were supposed to sound stupid? I don't know. But she sounded far better now. Well, obviously, before she died, probably doesn't sound quite so well now. Oh, she was lovely. She was brilliant. Apart from Terry and June, what was the other thing she was in? She played the dotty mother, didn't she, in Abfab?
Did she?
Yeah, I think so. There was Safi, yeah, that was the daughter. Yeah, she played the mother, didn't she?
Terry and June.
I know she was in Terry and June. CQ, Deb, CQ.
Carry On Films and Abfab.
I think it was possibly one of the Carry On films that they got this clip from. But it just reminded me, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching this video, and you know what's coming to my mind as I'm watching it? I'm thinking... Because obviously, made the mistake of watching one of those planner videos yesterday. Never heard the end of it since. Been a classic today. Oh my word, I need to watch these videos at like 15 speed. But today was just so funny. It started off with, you know, one planner video. And then it was how I use my three planners. Next minute, how I'm going to use five planners from July. And I'm sitting here on my own thinking, bidder note, how many planners can we get to? The maximum I've seen so far suggested in a YouTube video is 13. Who in their right minds can handle 13 planners, or is it just me?
Can't handle one.
That's the thing I was thinking. I mean, you see these planners and they are pretty lovely, you know, but very, very girly. So having seen this helium video, I'm watching it and I'm thinking there's absolutely nothing wrong with the information at all. But I can't listen to this. And I'm thinking, I've got Audio Hijack. And many years ago, they put out a blog post, and it was how you could configure Audio Hijack to limit the impact of the Vuvuzela. Now, if you've not been privy to the Vuvuzela, it's allegedly a musical instrument from South Africa. And when the World Cup was in South Africa, which would have been 2012? Is it 2012? 2010. It's like a kind of, what would you say, like a trumpet kind of thing?
Yeah.
But longish, and it makes a very... It doesn't actually sound too bad when there's just one of them. But somehow, in a crowd, the way the microphones were arranged at the World Cup, and everybody was playing them, it sounded like a wasp's nest in your TV. It was horrific, like a buzz constantly. So they configured it in such a way that it took away the buzz, it mitigated how bad it was. And I'm watching this girl and I'm thinking, I wonder if I could do anything with the voice. There you go. It does, it sounds like hornets.
It does.
Don't know if you're hearing that too well, but that's what it sounded like. So I was wondering, and that's enough, Mike, we've had enough now. Make it stop. I was wondering if I could do anything with it, which took me on to the next thing I was thinking about, which is, I don't know why. It could be the stuff that I cover, but I don't consider that what I cover is particularly for men or women. So there's this channel that I've seen. I think he's got about 6 million subscribers. Hello, babe. You going to say hello? No, I'm just going to sit here. He's into like male grooming and shaving stuff. So obviously, most of his subscribers would be men. When I look at my stats, overwhelmingly, like 96% of my viewers are male. And I don't consider what I do to be particularly male or female. But as I'm watching these like tutorially tight ones, and they've got nails 14 inches long, and it all says, go sister, on all of the stuff they're doing, I'm thinking, I wonder what the male-female split is on their channel. This is what I do when I'm watching YouTube videos. But yes, I made it through to the end. You'd have been so proud of me. I did make it through to the end. You identify as a 2013 MacBook Pro. You're possibly in the undecided category, Jonathan. See, that's another thing. Is it a bit old-fashioned these days to have a male-female split? Because there are many people. I mean, if you're trans, you might identify as the other. I don't know. But you've also got non-binary, and there's no option for non-binary. So I don't know. But I was just thinking, I don't consider what I do to be particularly male. Maybe it's the Photoshop thing, I don't know. Oh, thank you, Deb. Thank you. I honestly don't know. But it's funny because I look at my own stats and then I think, I wonder what their stats look like. I wonder if anybody's actually got 50-50 and it's just like anyone can watch. Because these things are very much feminine, these binder things. I mean, they are full of stickers what is it? Sisters support sisters or something. And I'm like, whatever. Oh, and the other thing was, 9 times out of 10 when they say hello, and if this is your first time at my channel, I'm a primary school teacher. Which could explain why they spend all day painting their diaries and putting stickers in it.
I've had a text here.
Not from a primary school teacher, was it?
No. First moan. The car failed its MOT. Something about the suspension arm ball joints being fixed on Monday. Second moan. Outlook not working, but phone, email and talk email and Gmail all fine. Third moan. It's pouring with rain. We'll moan again tomorrow morning. Lots of love, moaning mummy.
Oh, Hillary. Oh, dear. Something to do with a suspension.
Sad smileys.
Sad smileys there. Three sad smileys.
And a couple of kisses.
You're confused with all the new sex identities. I was, Kim. In fact, there were many, many more than I was aware of. What happened was I went to a governor's conference. And I'm trying to think. It was organised by the diocese. So all those rampant atheists complaining to me would have been incredibly shocked, because the keynote was from Stonewall. And Stonewall, I don't know if you have Stonewall in America, but Stonewall in the UK is basically like an organisation that promotes gay rights. So this keynote came and I thought, oh, you know, we already have a policy. Gender equality policy or something. So I thought, I don't know whether I'll get much from this. And it was an amazing presentation. I actually mentioned it to Mike the other day, because the gender thing is getting very confusing with, what's her name? J.K. Rowling. I'm lost. She said one thing, somebody else said something else. And I'm like, staying away from it. No idea what's going on here. But I mentioned to Mike what they did, and they gave out a piece of paper and they had you write down things that were important to you. So it could be maybe you've got children or your parents or your other half, your interests. So maybe football, computing, programming, you know, everything that was important to you had to put down on this piece of paper. And then when you'd done it, they really rammed home the fact that, like, the things they wanted on the piece of paper were the things that you felt identified you. And when we'd done it, we had to throw it away. And that's how it feels to be misgendered. And it really hit home. And then they went on and they explained all these gender things. So this particular piece I was looking at in the BBC about J.K. Rowling, somebody had replied to one of her numerous tweets and that said she wasn't being helpful. So basically, shut up. And then they explained a bit further and said, and the two words that stuck there in my mind were transgender and cisgender. So I read it out to Mike and I said, do you know what that means? And I listened to the whole tweet. He went, not a clue. So I said, do you know what transgender is? He went, yes. I said, do you know what cisgender is? No. And this is the thing, isn't it? So I said, I hate to break it to you, but you're cisgender. That's biological gender. It does. It gets very confusing. And I'm sitting there trying desperately not to put my foot in it with anybody over anything. And it's like, I'm just going to say nothing. Because it's far easier that way. Oh, dear. Sometimes people are too easily offended. Oh, I agree with you there. That is so difficult, Jonathan. I know you should be able to say they and them, but isn't it difficult? You literally speak and then, oh, no. And it sounds grammatically wrong. I find that very, very difficult, I must admit. Doesn't mind if people slip up, but, you know, people get very offended by it. It's not easy to keep up. It's not. It's as though you have it in you're wired that way and you don't mean anything by it. And all of a sudden you've said him or he. And then you're like, I didn't mean that. And then you start bumbling and falling over yourself to try and rectify it. I think we should all just be them and they. And that way it would be far easier. Isn't there a character in that programme you like? Billions. Can't remember the character's name, but very similar. And again, I was watching it thinking that is really difficult to do. Call everyone by their name. It is grammatically wrong. You refuse to do it. I try not to use... there's too much scope for me to make a mistake inadvertently. I mean, it's a bit like we don't have that... Le chat, la chat, over here.
Gender.
Gender.
Yes. That's what it's called.
Whatever. But we don't.
Actually, is it called gender now? When I was at school and learned French and German, it was called gender.
Probably was, but I don't...
There was male, female, and neuter, der, die, and das.
Mm.
But now, would they still call it gender?
What I'm saying is you do tend to think of cats as female and dogs as boys. Everybody's like that. What's comical now is people will say, is it a boy or a girl? And you say, it's a girl. Oh, he's lovely. And you're like, yeah, okay, she'll take that. But with Maya...
A number of people have said to me recently, what's his name?
Yeah. But with Maya, I remember taking him for a walk in London, in Hyde Park, and there was this Italian family, and the kids were just mesmerised. And they were saying, she. And the dad said, is it a boy or a girl? And I said, it's a boy. And the kids... couldn't grasp it. You know, no, it's too pretty to be a boy. And Maya's just like looking at him like, they're barking, mother. You can just see in his eyes. But it was because he kept his bits to himself. His batteries were fur-covered. Fur-covered batteries.
You're definitely a girl.
You're definitely a girl, aren't you, babe?
You're definitely a girl.
You're a mummy, so you must be a girl. You've had puppies.
Yes.
Oh, dear, mate. Do you realise those puppies will be over a year old? Twice as cheeky as she is now.
Good boy for dogs and good girl for cats.
Calling people by their names is the easiest. It's like if someone misses a miss or a missus, just call them by their first name. If I'm ringing someone, I'll use the full name. Do you know, I really don't mind. If it was me, I don't mind one way or the other. My mum was crazy. Crazy beans. If the bank rang, she went in the bank one day. And the bank woman, I don't know what she was talking about, probably withdrawing some cash, because mum used to work with cash. And the woman said, Eileen, good job there was a glass partition, let's just say that. Mum couldn't get over that, she thought that was downright rude.
Mrs. Giles, if you don't mind.
Exactly, that's what she told her. And I thought, I don't think I'd be that bothered. I wouldn't, but she was. Oh, she definitely was. So people can be very, very sensitive. I do try to remember people's names, although you'll notice last week in After Hours, somehow I got terribly confused with Neil's son. I was convinced he was called AJ when
so
he's BK.
So was I.
Well, the only thing I can think of, and you know, is Neil here? I hope not. There was a dog called AJ, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Lived with Pola.
Pola.
So maybe it was that. Maybe I knew it was two letters. And
Pola was a Samoyed.
Pola was gorgeous. Pola was lovely. We met Pola before we had Maya. and Pola lived with a huge German shepherd called AJ. So I can only assume that's where it's come from. But I will now remember it's BK and not
Pola Bear. Like Lola Bear.
Like Lola Bear.
Lola Bear.
Lola the Polar. Oh, leave her be. She's wagging her tail wagging for everybody. She's wagging her tail for you guys. We always ask what they want to be called. Put them in the customer database if it's anything than their name. Do you know, we've got friends like that where they've got one name. Do you remember I said to that lady, what's your name? And I think she said Barbara. So I said, oh, okay then. And I'm mentally remembering it. She said, but people call me Polly. And I'm like, where do you get Polly from with Barbara? I mean, we've also got another friend called Pauline and people call her Polly. Again, I'm not quite sure where that comes from.
Oh. Where do you get Anne from, Jean? A similar thing.
It could be a middle name. It could just be a preference though, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Having a nickname in a database is actually a really good idea.
Mm.
It's not just for like your Twitter handle, is it?
No.
Big Boy One.
Is that me?
No, you're Thomas Mike 67. Actually, you're Thomas Mike on Twitter.
Thomas Mike on Twitter.
That's because people call you Thomas at work. I get letters from the diocese, despite the fact I filled the forms in 17 ways from Sunday, and it says title and I put Miss, and it says Mrs. Giles on it, and I put it on one side thinking it's some spam for my mother. And then I look at the back and it says the diocese. And I'm like, yeah, they, probably what's happened, I wouldn't put it past the priest to cross Miss out and put Mrs. Because, you know, if you are living at the same address but not actually married, you're the diocese probably don't need to know that, do they? They've got dirty mind, the
is
diocese.
Is Pippa a proper name? It is, but it's usually short for Philippa, isn't it?
But Pippa, you can't
Are you
just
thinking
call
of
Pippa,
Pippa Middleton, Kim?
Pippa is a proper name. You can actually be called.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. You can actually have a name in this country of Pippa.
Yeah.
I'm not sure with Pippa Middleton.
She's thinking of Pippa Middleton.
Let's have a look.
I'll go and Google it.
She's Philippa. Her proper name is Philippa. Philippa Charlotte Middleton. God, is she only 36? She looks about 50. That could just be me. Yeah, she's a Philippa. Oh, for crying out loud. I knew she'd married somebody because she's down as being a socialite. Socialite. But she actually has a title, believe it or not. Brace yourself, Mike. Mrs. Matthews of Glenafric the Younger. Huh. I'd stick to Pippa if I were you, love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Didn't they have a kid not long ago?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they did. Married, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it doesn't say. I'm sure they did. Thought they had a little girl, wasn't it? There you go. Pippa Middleton reveals the birth of her first child on the same day the Duke and Duchess of Sussex make their baby announcement. Right, I think it was a girl, wasn't it?
I love that, Anthony.
I know
a guy who was called Maxwell Lee, and he preferred being called Lee, or was it Lee Maxwell? Whatever way round it was, he preferred the other name.
Let's have a look. Maybe it's a middle name. You knew someone whose first name was Cyril and his second was Terry, and he used Terry.
See, Kim finds a lot of Marys are called Polly. So it must be something
else.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Polly's some kind of term of endearment or something.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be whenever somebody has another name, they'll call me Polly. Yeah. There's so many called Polly.
I could be called Polly.
Do you want to be called Polly?
No.
You'd be no fonder of your middle name, so leave it alone. Thing is, maybe if you think about Cyril...
Thomas Polly, 67.
You're on a different planet, Mike. Leave it alone. You could have some names that you know you've already had. So say you're 25, and then a name becomes synonymous with something you'd rather not be associated with. So I'm thinking Cyril would possibly remind people of Cyril Smith. And another one would be Myra. You don't find many people called Myra now after Myra Hindley. Do you know, wasn't there one child born and somebody called it Adolf?
I don't know.
Which is a bit much, isn't it? Mind you could always drop the A, I guess, and be called Dolph, like Dolph Lundgren. Names are a nightmare. You see so many stories in the UK press, and they all go back to Mumsnet, and they're just scary about how judgmental people are with names. I mean, we called Mayer Mayer, and obviously it was a bit different than Rover, or what's other dogs' names?
Fido.
Fido, Bouncer. You know, it was possibly less of a dog's name. But then we know people who've got a dog called Dave.
True. I had a student called Peter Sutcliffe.
Now, that is unfortunate. Yeah. You know, it resonates in people's minds.
For those not in the UK, Peter Sutcliffe was the Yorkshire Ripper.
He still is, Mike. He's in jail. He is still alive, believe it or not. Mind you, he's been hanging on for years. No chance of him ever being let out. There was a picture of him. Have you seen that lately?
No.
Whoa, different bloke. Totally different bloke. In fact, isn't he registered blind now?
No idea.
That's one picture.
I don't want to recognise him. Looks more like Saddam Hussein.
He does, doesn't he, now? I don't know what he's doing out. It doesn't make you wonder, doesn't it?
Mm.
He got attacked in prison with a pen. Oh. So I do believe he's either partially blind or blind.
How do you pronounce that, Deb? Oilis. Elis.
Elis, Oilis.
Elis.
They're beautiful names, but no, I would have no idea how to pronounce it. That must make finding them really difficult, Deb. You know, when you're doing your genealogy. I mean, my dad was as bad. My dad was known as Ron or Ronnie. And it wasn't until he got his birth certificate to get married, so he was 20 at the time. Birth certificate turns up, and his name is James. So he was James Ronald, but nobody ever told him that his first name was James. So he always used Ron, which was fine at the point of getting married. You know, you have to sign the register as James Ronald. But when he died, it had to go on the death certificate as also known as, which set my mother off. You know my mother. She was one for protocol, was my mother. And when the woman said, was he known by another name? Mum went, no, we just called him Ronnie. And she went, that's another name, and put it on the form. And I thought, Mum's going to have a cardiac arrest any minute now.
We did that, Tony and Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had his professional name as well.
I don't think she put that on.
Yeah, but it's a good point.
True.
You might need that to prove, to get the royalties, to prove that he's actually gone.
Oh, tuppence halfpenny.
I'll have you know that Kim was watching that programme. She probably saw your dad. That was Prime Suspect 2. A longy, longo list. Eolus.
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 There we go.
That's nice. Mm. I like that. That reminds me a little bit of Elise, that friend of yours. Elise. Mm. That's a nice name.
Whose ex-husband's now got engaged.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, he's so unseemly. Can you not just meet one person and be done with it? It makes life so much easier. Do you know the number of times, because you'll say to me, I can't talk to X on Facebook because they've split up with Y and now it's all separating the friends.
Now X doesn't want to be friends with me because, that takes us back to the other night, doesn't it, when we were talking about Facebook.
Facebook's a nightmare.
Yeah, I still am actually friends with somebody. I won't name names. I'm friends with somebody. And then I sent a friend request to her ex-husband. And he accepted it. And then he wrote to me and said, I can't accept this because you're friends with my ex-wife and I don't want her to know what I'm up to. So I'm stuck in the middle.
That is awful, isn't it? It would be far better if you could just control who could see it and who couldn't. So it could be friends with you, but kind of block her.
Yeah.
Oh. We kept things very simple, didn't we? Nobody before each other, and then we've been together since. It makes life easier. I know some people can't do that, but honestly, taking custody of the friends is a bit much. It must make life so complicated. And that's just the friends. Can you imagine the family? I mean, I'm thinking there's somebody that we know that I'm thinking that the mother, it was the son who got married and the mother adored the daughter-in-law. And then they split up. Well, what do you do at that point? Because clearly they're not getting on any longer.
No.
So does the mother have to not stop talking to the daughter-in-law, even though they're friends? And I think the answer to that is you probably should. Oh, this is another advantage of not having kids, isn't it? We don't have to take sides with that either. Because you don't care, do you, girl? As long as you're getting treats, you don't mind.
Whoever feeds you.
What's she been like today? She's getting so picky with the food. We're running out of venison sausages. This is a big crisis. So we might have to get the weekly shop from Asda instead of Tesco. Because there's only Asda that do the dog treats. So I'm on there looking for the dog treats, which are called succulent sausages, venison and beef. And I find that they also do tripe sticks. Now, we don't know if Madam likes tripe sticks, but if she's anything like Maya, she'll adore them. They absolutely stink. So we're going to get some of those as well. But interestingly, she's been eating the succulent sausages. She's been eating the schmackos, hasn't she? But she was not having a bar of the Purina sticks. So today, because she'd eaten one a couple of days ago, I thought I'll have a look, see if she'll eat this Purina stick. Gave it to her. I think they've been there a while. They were that crunchy, I had to take it off her in the end. I thought she'd break her teeth on it. So I gave her one of the other ones. She gnawed at the end, and the next minute, she's got it secreted under my chair. She's walked off and left me with it. Oh, buying for her. She can be so awkward.
Hi, Simon.
Simon, you're not judgmental in the slightest. And there's nothing wrong with being an atheist. Nothing wrong at all.
No, but there's something wrong with Liverpool. two out of three ain't bad. I got in quick there.
Three Zoom meetings. Barney wasn't happy. The last one he barked outside the door. Now, you need the reverse psychology there, Anthony. You need to bring him in and make him go on camera. Then you won't see his heels for the dust. Mike tried that. Mind you, I don't think it was going on camera that fazed the poor girl. I think it was you picking her up and putting her on your knee that did that.
Yeah, but everyone was doing that.
Yes, but they had smaller dogs, Mike.
They did.
By the time you'd got her on top of you, she was bigger than you. Oh, dear.
Hi, Paul.
I'm backing in up here. What gets hard in genealogies when the husband remarries after a death and the new one has the same first name? Oh, nightmare. Nightmare. You'd never know you were talking about the same person. Nina does genealogy, my buddy. And she did mine, didn't she? She said it was very boring. But Mike's was fascinating, apparently. But she did say, I think I had a lot of... I think there were a lot of relatives called Mary. Can you only buy three at a time? Is this the sticks for the dog?
Yeah.
Not anymore. I think you can buy more now, can't you?
It was up to 10.
Yeah, up to 10 now. Prime now, which is the Amazon one, are still limiting you to three of everything. But Tesco and Asda, no. So we can stock up from there. But we're still on the hunt for a lettuce this week. This week's challenge, a lettuce. Paul's been watching the chat. Hello! How was the conference call? Did you do bingo like Johnny? Keep it upbeat. Oh, Anthony, that's a scream. Barney once nearly had a set to with the Yorkshire Terrier via Zoom. Has Lola actually made it onto Zoom yet? I don't think she has she?
Don't think so.
Probably only by picture. She's very laid back, but she's just curled up next to me on the floor. She's got her feet wrapped around Mike's chair so he can't move. She's so cute. She's not... It's taken her a while, hasn't it, to come in here and settle? I just thought she was going to be like Maya. Maya liked to settle by a door. it was either he liked it cool by a door, or he just wanted to be absolutely certain you couldn't leave the house without him. She's taken a different approach to that. She's got me blocked in, and she's got her feet across Mike's chair. So no one's going anywhere without her knowing about it. The other thing she's taken to doing is, when either one of us goes out of this room, if we made to move now, she'd jump up and she'd be out there before you. And she'd watch where you were going, which would either be the studio, the toilet, the bedroom, or downstairs. And she'd hover on the landing and wait for your return. And when it looks like you're going back in the office, then she'd stand behind you and nudge you in with her nose. And once she's got you kettled, then she'll settle in the middle of the door just to make sure you can't escape again. Oh, dear. So Paul's had relatives insist on current last name. I have to explain I need a maiden name, otherwise it looks like they married a relative. That's a whole other can of worms, Paul. Absolutely. Oh, I'm just glad I don't have that much family to try tracking. Although I did get a phone call once, you know. Now, this must have been... This girl's grandmother was my grandmother's sister-in-law. Now, I have no idea whether that makes us like third cousins 15 times removed. I have no idea on all of that.
Kim will tell you that.
Kim will know. Deb will know.
Yeah.
So it was my grandmother and her grandmother were sister-in-laws. They married... No, hang on. It was my gran's brother that this lady married. So I have no idea, but I do believe we are related distantly. And she got on the phone over, do you do genealogy? And I'm like, no. And she'd taken something as far as she could go and she needed more information. But, you know, that was shocking because there were things that I knew that she didn't know, or I didn't know whether she knew them or not. And I thought, I'm not going there. Seriously. You know, like serious things where the paperwork might not be accurate and you know it and you're not sharing it. That very difficult. Very, very difficult. Gets dicey when I have to know the kids' fathers, even if they hated them. This is what I mean, it's a nightmare. On my mum's side, she only had one sister. But on my dad's side, dad had something like 7 or 8 brothers and sisters, mainly brothers. I think he only, do you have one sister or 2 sisters? I have no idea. 1 or 2, something like that.
Genealogy sounds like great fun.
It's a can of worms, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, judging by this conversation.
Yeah. My grandfather would look up a family name when he visited a town and call them to see if they were related. And you've got several relatives in the 1800s that married cousins. Do you know that? There's still comment made about that, marrying cousins. And yet it's perfectly legal in the UK. I mean, I actually have more cousins than I'm aware of. But the one that I'm aware of, the one that I kind of grew up with, yeah, married? No, I don't think so. Oh, my word. But we don't think anything of that. I wonder how often it happens. Because I'm always reminded, there's, you know that guy from The Chase? The one they call The Beast?
Yeah.
He married this girl and... They didn't know until they got married that they were actually cousins. I mean, I'm not quite sure how that happens, but it did. And every time it's mentioned, it's like they're cousins. What difference does it make? Is there something that I've missed here? You can marry your cousin in the UK. You can, Simon. Yeah. Perfectly legal. I'm sure that's been perfectly legal for years and years. Unless they've changed the rules since I last looked. But no, I'm pretty sure you can. Let's have a look. Yes, no problem at all. First cousin marriages are legal in Britain. There have been calls to ban the practice because of reports it's resulted in higher than average incident of birth defects in certain immigrant communities where it is common and culturally acceptable.
That's what Kim says. It's not good genetically.
But technically speaking, no, there is nothing against it at all. Now, you see, there's an article here in The Independent that explains it all and then goes on to give you examples. So, cousins who tied the knot. Jerry Lee Lewis, who married his 13-year-old first cousin, once removed, 10 years his junior. Wow, that's scary. Jesse James, H.G. Wells, Edgar Allan Poe, Johann Sebastian Bach, Khalid Mahmood, and Charles Darwin. First cousin Emma Wedgwood, that rings a bell. Cousins marrying is very cousin. Fewer first cousins, usually second cousins. Well, over here, I think they mean first cousins. But I don't think first cousins is that common. Probably because you know them growing up, I would have thought. But it's not illegal. I don't know if it ever has been illegal. So, Simon, does that open up possibilities for you? Don't tell Mrs. Simon. you've seen stories about surprise finding relatives. Finding surprise relatives based on a DNA search when you send an email saying it might be related.
Cyrus says no.
I am with you, Simon. The only cousin that I could actually put a name to over my dead body springs to mind.
He's married, isn't he?
He is now. Yeah. I always thought he'd be married to a bloke. Game was quite a shock to me when he was a woman. For 40 years, I thought it was the other way. Shows you how wrong you can be. My brother got a surprise different father than me and sister. Good grief. Does this ever cause complete mayhem? Oh no, first cousins where Kim is against the law. They might try that here, but I don't think so. I don't think they will. No, I haven't done a DNA test either. I don't think I want to know. I look too much like my mum and dad, don't I, for any mischief to have happened.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you definitely look like your dad.
Yeah.
And you got
your, I'm your a grandfather.
You got your colouring from your mum, though.
Yeah.
So definitely no mistake there. You know what my mother was like? Oh, you know my mother. She decided, despite the fact that she was 32, which was positively geriatric when I was born, according to the nurses, she was having me at home so there was no mix-up. She didn't trust them. And she did. That's because she didn't bother telling them I was actually on the way until it was far too late to move her. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, Simon, you could be in demand here. Positively in demand, dear boy. How on earth do we get onto this? Oh, I'm thinking. Title for the show, Kissing Cousins. Oh, that'll get Jonathan watching, see what he missed at the end. Oh, and it's almost last call for Friday night. I'll be making my mind up tonight on the final running order. You made your mind up what you're doing yet.
Yeah.
So Mike's decided.
It's in Notion.
I'm sort of there. Sort of there. But obviously I've got a night's work ahead. So I might change my mind. But I don't think I will. We're definitely doing DevNagent. You find the DNA test very interesting. Finding out where all the distant relatives came from. I can imagine that part of it's quite nice. I guess it's when it's closer to home than that. So you located the biological father. Nobody took notice since he looked so much like your mum. Oh, wow. I think it would kind of throw you, at least initially, wouldn't it? It would certainly throw me. And of course, these days, I mean, when I was a kid, no one asked you this. No one said, like, you know, does it run in the family when there was any medical issues? But now it's the first question. And it must be very difficult on people who are adopted, for a start, without getting into the vagaries of, you know, you are with the people you think are your mother and father, only to find out that they're not actually your mother and father, that your medical details would be completely different. That's got to be very, very difficult to find out.
Paul's now changing direction.
Oh, what have you got?
To tech.
iPad charting app. Oh, you know, I still hanker after was it Omnigraph?
Graffle.
No, not Graffle, that's still going. Omnigraph. That was a fabulous app, and they binned it. I was disgusted.
Graphio.
Graphio 4. Let's have a look. What's the in-app purchases? That's my first thing now.
Maps.
Oh, that's not bad. Full library access, $6. Not bad at all. Right, what does it do? Ooh, designs, flowcharts, diagrams, infographics. 3,000 shapes. Ooh, look at that, Mike. There's a chart there. A chart on the last one. Good grief, it's 10. I think I had that many years ago, she said, picking up her phone. Let's have a look. It's probably an old version by comparison to now. But I saw the icon and it looked similar. Probably well out of date now because that says Graphio 4. Oh, no. I have a download icon. So I must have bought that years and years ago. I have no idea if it's still valid. Probably not. Oh, and there's two apps in a bundle there. But the other one's $6.99. Now, you see, that's something I'll never understand with these bundles. There's two apps in a bundle. One I already own. The other one is Vidra for video presentations. And that's $6.99. Now, when you buy a bundle, it should be cheaper than the one app that you don't own. And the bundle's $11.99 and the app I don't own $6.99. So I never understand stuff like that. It looks that I've already downloaded that. So I'd have to have a look and see when I bought it. But now, of course, there's in-app purchases. Whoa, there's hundreds of them. Good grief. But some are actually free. So what have you been using it for, Paul?
Look at that. Somebody's asleep.
Have we totally gone now? Cutie. Let's have a look. Oh, Deb's liking her bridge. How long you had it now? About 3 weeks? Kim's got it. Excellent. Yeah, I'll download that and have a look at it. Seems I already... That must be... Because I've restored this one. I mustn't have had that installed for about 3 or 4 years. I had no idea it was still going. I will have a look at that. There's some freebies in there. The AWS stuff's free. The Azure services is free. The hazard symbols is free. Memes are free. And you get full library access. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's awkward, isn't it? If everything was 99 pence, then the $5.99 would make sense. But there's only 5 of them that they're charging for, but full library access is $5.99. I haven't purchased it yet. Remembered the demo of a similar app and been looking for an Omnigraffle replacement. I did diagrams on the Mac, which wasn't cheap, to be honest, for what it did. But it did one thing and it did it well. Bit like, that's how I consider my node to be. NATO military symbols included and Eurasian country maps and all kinds of stuff. Right. That's a bit weird. It takes me to a folder. Are you quite finished? She's snoring now. I won't say she's comfortable, but she's snoring. It takes you to the files app and then tells you, you know, there's an error. But it's only because it's asking you to create a new file. So when you try and create a new file, it's got paper and it's got devices. So let's go for A4 and have a look at it. That looks quite comprehensive from the interface. There's a bar across the top, bar across the bottom with a load of options and an undo and redo. Actually in there. Yeah, it feels nice scrolling in and out. What have we got in the way of shapes? Oh, they give you quite a few shapes for free. And there's quite a few that are currently free in the store. UML diagrams, watch user interface, weather, places, you name it. There's quite a few in there, including a Gantt chart. What kind of diagrams are you making, Paul? Because I'm looking at these, you know, Active Directory, animals, Archimate. What on earth's an Archimate? Balloons and callouts. I'm thinking network diagrams would make sense. What have we got in the way of network equipment? Not much, to be honest. Maybe those are in the purchase thing. I'll go and have a look at the store. Oh, wow. There's loads in here. So many, many more than they said. There's wireframes, network diagrams, workflow diagrams, audit diagrams. I need to put my glasses on, Mike. I've just read that as adult diagrams. That's a whole different business. TQM, do you remember that?
Yeah.
One of your companies went big on TQM.
Yeah.
Data flow, iOS 7 UI kit, UX flowcharts. Yeah, that's not actually bad for the price, because you'd have access to the full library for $5.99. Why are you trying to replace OmniGraffle as well? There's another question. Ooh, yoink replacement. Which is this one? Drop over. Network and home layouts. yeah, I think you probably need the in-app purchase for that. But it looks fairly fully functional. And I don't think $5.99 is bad for it's not just two or three collections of shapes that you're getting. And you could definitely fully try it before you purchased. I mean, you'd want the network diagrams and the home layout, which is the home layout free? There's an office layout. You might be able to get it from there. And the iOS UI kit's free. Electricals are free. Comms are free. You might be able to get away with it. Maybe Archimate is architecture. You never know. That doesn't look bad. Doesn't look bad for the price. We now have an edict over where we have to place our outlets. They can be close to the floor, but they've got to be 10 to 12 inches from the what we call the skirting board, the kick strip along the bottom. OmniGraffle 1 on the iPad, and it doesn't work on the current OS version, and the upgrade is... So is there an upgrade from OmniGraffle 1? They're not cheap, their apps. They are very, very good. I would say they are desktop quality, but they are certainly not cheap. One of the things that annoyed me with them was they gave you some kind of update. So you got like, and this wasn't OmniFocus. It must have been OmniGraffle or OmniPlan. But you got the update, but you had to have the old version installed. Now, fortunately, I did on an older iPad, but I'd literally just got a new iPad and I wouldn't have been able to install the old one on the new iPad, and that was the only way to upgrade. So when people say, why have you got so many iPads? There's a good reason, because their software is that expensive. To be honest, you could have a cheap iPad, keep the older iPad to upgrade from, because what had happened was the new iPad came with a version of iOS that the old version of the Omni app wouldn't install on. What if that's the only iPad you had? I mean, whether they do anything when you got in touch with them. I must admit, they were very, very, very good with me. I, back in the day, had a multi-user license and I wanted to go to a single person license. Mike had his own by then. So I looked in the store and there wasn't a way to do it. So I wrote to them and I said, I'm looking to do this. So I want to upgrade, but I want to cross-grade from a multi-user license to a single-user license. And there's nothing to add to the basket, basically. And they just sent me a free license and called it done. So, sorry about that, Simon. I wasn't even beta testing that one. But I guess they're considering that like a downgrade. But it wasn't, if you will. It was going from like version 3 to version 4, but from a multi-user to a single user. But they just sent me the license. And about 6 months later, another app of theirs came up for renewal. And I thought, oh no, you know, I need the same thing with this. So I got in touch with them and they just did the same thing again. So they are a very, very good company. But I agree, it's increasingly expensive for that. And also, they've sort of pivoted with OmniGraffle slightly. It can still do all it used to do, but they are trying to pitch it as more of a competitor to Sketch and Affinity Designer. And I must admit, I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. If you can send in proof of purchase, they'll refund the difference between the purchase price and the upgrade. If you had already upgraded to the new iOS and couldn't have... I guess I could have tried that. It was just easier for me that it was on the other iPad. But I do remember thinking, you know, and is it Apple's fault for locking it down? There must be so much time wasted for these companies doing things like that, you know, paying somebody to sit there and handle inquiries like that, when if Apple just made it, you can have a trial and you can do this and you can do that, everything would be so much easier. I mean, I've got apps that are telling me that they only do in-app purchases rather than a full purchase, which I would prefer. I would much rather prefer to buy an app and not have to activate the in-app purchase, because I always get concerned that, you know, one day I'll need it and I'll come to activate the in-app purchase and it won't have it. And that did actually happen with Scrivener, but Scrivener carries on regardless. And they said, no, we can't do that because we can't give trials, you know, if we do that. And I'm thinking, well, you clearly could. You could have two versions. It's not that there isn't a way to work around it. It's that the fact that Apple don't make it easy. Good night, Simon. Enjoy your dinner. I got my ice cream last night, people. It was very nice. I need to put an order in with Morrison's, don't I, to get that nice ice cream. Mm. But unfortunately, with Morrison's still limiting you to the maximum of 3 of anything, when the ice cream's a pound, I can't get to £40 with that. Ooh, Anthony spent money. So you've just upgraded to DevonThink 3 Pro and bought Devon Agent. Excellent. Version 10. 2010 for version 2. Wow. I always do that when there's a new version of something. I always open up 1Password and check the purchase date. And it is amazing when I look back at some of them. There are those where the update is literally every year, like clockwork. And then there's some that you look at and you think, 2000. I mean, let me open up 1Password. There was one I looked at the other day because I don't think I've ever actually bought an upgrade to it. But my license is still in there. There we go. I bought AppZapper the 3rd of September 2009. And I've never had to buy an upgrade. 11 years on. There was another one like that. Let's try and get that one. There it is. When did I buy that? Rippet. Anybody remember Rippet? The icon's like a circular saw. And it was for ripping DVDs. And I've had it since 2008. Again, never had to upgrade it. And it still works. Of course, it's not going to work, is it, when we all go Catalina? Because I think it'd be 32-bit. But obviously some of my machines won't take Catalina. So they can sit there quite happily and let play in the old software. But Rippet still works. It doesn't need any magic beans like Handbrake does. You just install it, boom, it rips it. Those were the days when stuff just worked. Oh, so everybody's upgraded to DevonAgent. That's good. That's good, because we're doing that on Friday. He's quite surprised he recognised the serial number. I did that not long ago for something, and it was something that was quite expensive, and I hadn't used it in a while. Can't remember what. And I thought, there's no way this is going to work. You know, that they'll have done something, and it did. I was shocked. Use something similar to DevonAgent back in the 90s. It wasn't the Brain, was it? The Brain did kind of search stuff like that. Other than that, I don't think I did. Devon Agent's quirky. It's, I don't know of anything that does anything similar to it. And obviously not everybody would need what it does. Having said that, if you actually understood fully what it did, then you might find a use for it. We'll find that out on Friday, won't we, Mike?
Yes.
We will. I've just got to think of some fantastic examples. But we will. Apple stuff's a good example, to be honest. This is why I took the time, you know, and put all my serial numbers into one password. I'm just wondering, could I sort all of them by date created? Oldest one. Let's have a look. Now, that's clearly not right. Good grief, boxcar. Boxcar stopped working ages ago. No, it can't seem to sort them by that. But I've got some really old stuff in there. Just handy that it's in there, to be honest. You know, you think you're never going to use that. You're not going to use that that often. And then all of a sudden you've got a need for something like Rip-It, which I did actually have Rip-It installed. It wasn't a case of I didn't have it installed and all of a sudden I needed it again. I had it installed and it was on the machine where the hard drive eventually died. And I had to rebuild it and reinstall High Sierra. All that shenanigans of about a month ago. That. And I thought I had three apps on this machine that ripped DVDs. There was Handbrake, there was Rip-It, and there was another one which I think was DVD Remaster Pro. Or maybe that changed its name. Let's have a look. DVD. Yeah, DVD Remaster Pro. And I was up to version 7. Now, that was discontinued. That's right. And then it went. It changed its name to DVD Ripper Pro, I think. And I was up to version 7 with that. I have no idea where we're up to now with it. Let's have a look. There is actually a download link. Oh, isn't it nice when you're organised? When you can just click something and it updates. Version 9. So I've got version 7. I don't know. I'd have to research it a bit more. Because then you've got a problem, haven't you? The current version's version 9. The version you have is version 7. What's the betting? 8's the maximum version that the device you've got can take. And you can't install 9. That would be my luck, oh, I reckon. Mind you, DVD Remaster Pro is still available. That was a great app. That really was a fabulous, fabulous app. All its money, though. $49.99, that one. I don't know why it's still on offer, that. But the other one's cheaper, the other one's 25. I will have to research and see if that's a possibility. Because I don't know about you guys, but I still have a need to get stuff off my DVDs. I will buy a DVD, but I will rip it before I watch it. So I do need access to that kind of stuff. But I haven't bought the last two versions, probably because the one I had wasn't broken. Which is a good way to leave it. So I'm sorting out Devon Agent for Friday as a precursor to Paperless, The Theory, and Devon Think, which I thought was going to be three chunks, didn't I, Mike?
Mm.
I'm now thinking possibly four might be needed. Plus a look at Devon Think to Go, which is really quirky. It's nothing like the desktop version, but it hooks into the desktop version. Make MKV. I don't think I've tried that one. I did go through all the hoops with Handbrake because I use Handbrake for other jobs. But it was, what's it called? DVD CSS something. And it needs to, that wasn't an issue. You just needed to install this thing. It just needed to go in a folder. And then, remember the operating system that Apple put system integrity protection on? And you had to turn it off and then go do magic beans and then turn it back on and all of that malarkey. All of that. So you then had to install something that hooked into the terminal that did a homebrew on it. And it was a nightmare. And I'm sitting there thinking, why is this such a nightmare when DVD Rip-It just works? And it's still the installer from like 11 years ago. It doesn't need any magic beans. It just does it? Why others can't do that? I really don't know. Oh, Kim's up for four. Well, what I was thinking was I'd got it all nicely segmented. And then I realised it took you through to interrogating the data, but it didn't take it that step further, talking about backing it up and then synchronising it ready for mobile and all of that. So I'm back to the drawing board with that. The beginning bit's fine. It's just how to segment it after that. And like I said, I would like to know where I was going with it before I started it, obviously. But yes, I mean, it's on the agenda. We're on the way with it. So it's nearer than it ever has been before. Let's leave it at that, shall we? We should go and get on with it, shouldn't we?
We should.
Well, I have more ice cream. Or is there none left?
Yeah, there's some left.
I've just got to eke it out till the weekend, have I? Till the shopping arrives.
Mm.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Well, I shall be going off and having some awesome sauce.
No, because I found some more Magnums. Not many.
No, the Magnums aren't on offer.
It's a few, hidden deep down in the freezer.
Magnums are £3.20 for four, which is outrageous, because you can get them for £1.60 for four when they're on offer. Have you seen the weather, Mike? It's like November out there. Why isn't the ice cream on offer so they can sell some? She's disappeared. You didn't notice her go, did you?
No, so I've just seen a tail out there.
She's headed off that way. She's had enough. She's had enough, so it's time to go because Lola's had enough. awesome. So we will be back once I've got over the pain of that Google event. Don't bother with the video. It was hideous. Have you tried the Magnum in a cup yet? No, haven't managed to get any of that yet. It's a bit odd what they've got and what they haven't got at the moment. But no, I haven't tried that yet. On my agenda to try. There was a big bucket thing, wasn't there? Quite fancied that as well. But I digress. No, what I did was I got some cheap stuff for Lola to make a cake. And it was gorgeous. It was really nice. And I said to Mike, this is ridiculous. This pot of ice cream was about £1.50. And the decent stuff that you would think, oh, that'll be terrible, out of the decent stuff, was like £5. This stuff was nicer than the decent stuff. Trouble at the moment is they're out of stock of that, so I'm back to the drawing board with that as well. But I will sort all of this mess out. But as I say, we will be back with you tomorrow, when it will be the eve of Two Show Friday. Where did the weeks go? No idea. But hopefully you'll be able to join us. But for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.